How we doing, gents?
Pretty good.
Hey, let's slap a number real quick.
This is episode 266.
Yeah, we wrap up. Let's do a quick wrap up. Just tremendous, tremendous weekend. Unfortunately, we missed our friends in Louisville thanks to the piss and rain. But spectacular. I'm a big fan of Legacy Hall in Plano, Texas. Wow.
Yeah, that was something else.
As you can tell, we got rained out from Louisville. Our friend Darren Watkins of Penny the Flamethrower fame out of Dallas, Texas. Great rockabilly band.
Yes.
And even better person. So we got canceled today. As the song goes, rain came down. But this is our Saturday succulent supplement. We played at a place today called Legacy Hall in Plano, Texas. And I don't know if you watched any Slappercast in the past. You need to put that down. That's
great.
But we've typically not been very, let's say, swell, peachy, wonderful to Dallas. We've been less than friendly, hospitable, let's say pleasant, right? We haven't been, all right. We usually...
Cordial.
Thank you. We've usually been Dallas dumping, not Dallas pumping, right? So, I say to you today, I'm at the precipice of what could be a big fucking U-turn, and I'm not happy about it. That was an incredible venue. Amazing. First off, we were met by Drew and Chad and Jared. Jared, man, he's like a sneaky snake. In and out, I mean, over the cables, over the hills far away, over and over, everything done, and you don't even know he's there, and he ran the cables right. Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and just fucking rewind for a minute. We, Mary and Kate met us at the gate with a box of, Chad, can you get a shot of those muffins?
Are they fresh baked muffins?
And look at that. The box itself weighs about 30 pounds. It's amazing. It's one of those that's like 8 pounds each. It's amazing.
They're really dense.
Yeah.
You know, you're so dense you almost don't want to eat them, but, you know, give them that shot. That's what she said.
Oh.
She said that.
Oh, I thought you were talking. I thought you were taking swipes of it.
No.
Anyway, then we made Lori carry all the heavy stuff in, and she sold a bunch of our shirts tonight.
Yeah.
People went nuts for the shirts. A big, big, big thank you to John Fox, Johnny the Fox.
John Fox.
Yes. Yep.
Johnny the Fox. No, that's his name. He's, yeah.
And Mr. Fugate.
And, oh, Greg saved
the day.
We're
sorting the hell out of those
God.
Things.
Yeah, we'll put a picture of that.
Yeah.
Amazing work. Thank you, Greg. Anyway, so we're getting ready. We're going on. We're early. We're set up. We're sound check. And 8 minutes early, 8 minutes ago, Drew's like, just go ahead and start. So we went and started. And there was not a lot of people there because it's been threatening rain all day. I was thoroughly impressed.
Yeah.
I was beyond ecstatic. Four decks. Four layers of people. Everybody sitting outside eating and drinking, having a great time. And the temperature is perfect. Look at that temperature. 69.
Yeah.
So, immaculate. Just perfect temperature. And really, really interactive crowd, and they're far, far away because it's raining or off and on.
They did come up when it was about 30 or 40 minutes of the set. It was, it stopped raining, and so people ran out and started dancing and playing games and stuff.
Yeah.
That was,
playing radio.
Then it
games.
Started pouring.
Yeah.
The last couple of songs, it was just downpour of like crazy.
Yeah. So lonely around the fields. So, this today was a complete shock. Like I say, I don't feel good. I've never been so torn. I wanted to drive away going, fuck that place. What a great venue.
Yeah.
So again, we haven't described it well. Let me start and you guys add to it. So big stage, felt like a concrete stage with the subs underneath it that could rattle Satan's fillings out of his ball. And let's just leave it at that. Rattle his fillings. And it was... So we sound check, and then he turns the mains on. And as soon as he turned the mains on, I was like, whoa, take all that shit out. I can hear everything. It was fantastic. So big courtyard with games for the kids and tables and chairs and alcohol and great food and coffee and all kinds of stuff everywhere. And we're looking at four layers of tables and chairs and all kinds of different areas for people to sit and drink and meet. It's just a tremendous setup.
We saw, I mean, afterwards they gave us gift card, a $25 voucher, sort of, for food. So we got to see the inside afterwards. There was at least 20 different restaurants in there.
On the first floor alone.
I guess there was more bars and stuff upstairs.
Yeah.
And we all were very pleased with the food. We all got food from different places.
There wasn't one.
Yeah, it was. Mine was good.
Did you have pizza? I had pizza and pasta. I had brisket tacos. They were great. I'm gonna say something else. That was a friendly staff and the patrons. Everybody in there smiling, and what a great day. We're Legacy Hall fans. I'm so impressed.
I can't wait to go back, man. That was fun.
I know. I hope so.
Then, of course, we missed Darren and all the crew in Louisville, obviously. But then let's just call it what it was. What, 15 hours total in College Station? 15 hours, 12 on
Pretty
stage?
Pretty much.
Yeah? Yeah?
Yeah.
Who does that?
We used to be on these long marathon Paddy Stays shows at Bell Bannon's. We would do an hour set, hour break, hour set, hour break, until we ran out of time. And this time we would go like 2.5 hours, 30-minute break, 2.5 hours, 15-minute break. And the crowd themselves were just as relentless. The tent never emptied the entire day. Right up, it was like the very last set. Then the stragglers, the people who were exhausted and couldn't stand up straight anymore, were gone by then. But they were still, all the hangers on were there, and they're running around like toddlers, like romper room. They just could not get enough. And it was only after we stopped playing that they left.
Insert clip here.
I think they were moving more at the very end of the night. Like at the very end, it was like, they serving Red Bulls? Like they just
I know.
Bananas. I was like, Chad, you look back at me, I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
they're running around in rings and it was so cool.
Conga lines. But there was no Red Bull cocaine and fucking heroin and meth mixed couldn't do what they did. That was impressive. We also Heidi's on her way back to Phoenix today. She played a stormer, and the crew at O'Bannon's, I tell you something, we always recognize the sound guys. There was no sound guy. Thanks James for the gear. But we always recognize the sound guys and the staff. But I'm going to tell you something, that staff was there since 7 a.m. and they left long after we left, and we left at 3, so they probably left close to 7. I mean, it was insane. They're closed. Anyway, so big time. And Chris Steele, who is, I don't know anybody that will put a tent over the whole street, fence it all in, pay for security, pay for, all the stuff, and not charge a cover charge and cheap drinks.
All right, guys, thank you all for coming out. We got a full day. It's rain or shine. We're going to keep going in the rain. Blackheads are about to come back on soon. They're here for the rest of the night. Let's fucking party. It's Paddy's Day.
I just don't know anybody that will do that, and he does it. He broke all records, and he was so thrilled, but exhausted. The guy just – he runs on literal fumes,
Yeah.
So, fantastic. One more shot. Check it out. She goes down, baby. Yeah. fucking gorgeous weather. So yesterday was – the temperature was all right yesterday. Paddy's Day, March 17th, 2024, Obama Sabbath, blah, blah. But the temperature I thought was fantastic. But, rain, we had one really good douse of rain, then a couple of drizzles, but nothing like Friday. Or Saturday, excuse me, in Plano, that was intense. there was a couple of lightning
yeah.
and stuff like that, but it was.
No, I like the sound guy. He's like, "Oh, there's all this lightning. Should we be concerned about that?" I'm like, "Probably, maybe. Probably. Like, I feel like yeah. you should." Like,
yeah.
And it was like, boom, right then. You know, not the sound. It was kind of far away, but you could see the lightning strike. Like as we were talking, and we both were like,
"Yeah."
Sorry, in College Station, comparatively, when it started pouring, during our show, I can't remember which set it was, like the second or third set, it started just gushing rain during one of our shows. I didn't even see, it took me a while before I realized what was happening, because the tent is so, had us protected from the back and everything, so we couldn't really see that it was raining at first. And then, I just noticed off to the side that people were starting to huddle in, and people were running. And it was like cats and dogs. It was coming down pretty hard, but everybody just kind of consolidated into the tent. I don't know how they fit in there, but nothing didn't stop anything.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of people that were just there was so little room in the tent. They were all standing like kind of on the outside. They were half in, half out, but they all still looked yeah. like guests at an R. Kelly birthday party or something. They were just everybody just drenched, but big smiles on their faces, huge applause. I mean, to every single thing. It was just a dream as far as participation.
Come on, College Station, don't let me down. Turbo. Can't hear you. Oi, oi, oi.
Lesson, this is 20 years. Of course, we can't go a second further. We cannot go a second further with that. And we just should say it every single episode of Slobberdust. We must always recognize, remember, and just praise Lori and Greg Fugate. Just for 20 years. Well, of course, we haven't known them the full 20 years, but
nearly.
I'm struggling for words, because there's no words to describe how important and how much help they've given us, and how freely they've given their time and their efforts, and I'm beginning to think they might like this band. I'm beginning to think they might like this, because they just have done so much for us. So
you're absolutely right. The recognition, there's so many things that happen, like little things that happen that they don't even go noticed sometimes, you know. And it's like it's pretty awesome. I mean, from what I see from my vantage point and being in for a couple of years, it's pretty incredible.
I completely threw myself off the topic, the point I was trying to make, because of it was obviously Paddy's Day, but the lesson that I have not learned, the lesson that in 20 years of playing, and it's fucking embarrassing, it's just nothing less short of embarrassing, but I haven't learned to write a set list yet. And so we're on stage and we're looking at what song are we going to play? And if I don't have a list, I don't know how many fucking times I've said this. If I don't have a list by my feet on the stage, I don't know any fucking songs. And we've got, you know, we've got 6 hours straight. We got more than that, but we got 6 hours straight material we could do without repeating a song. 6 hours. That's a lot of fucking songs. Average song being what? You know, 259, 321 max, you know? And especially some of the temples. War Hymn. Oh, clip here. Woo! Was insane.
Yeah.
That was insane. Yeah. That was
insane. Lori thankfully captured that moment.
Yeah. So people just so generous. And so the new t-shirts, thanks to Johnny the Fox. I know it's John Fox, but he's now Johnny the Fox. He is a Turbo's friend that did our new t-shirt. Wow. Wow. I think this is my favorite. The Dorian and this one. And always Andrew Schramm, always.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
He did, I forget what year it was, 2018, the one he did for 2018 with the zombie drinking out of a gourd or something.
I was a tankard, yeah.
I still see people wearing that shirt.
Yeah, so you guys look tired. Are you tired?
I'm a little zonked today, yeah, but I've kind of hit me after I ate.
Yeah, I was a little bit this morning, but once I got going, I was normal. Felt normal today.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I would be a little more sore, but, you know, my hands are wrecked, but, you know, that happens. I didn't bring any tape, you know, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get punished, but that's my own fault. So no complaining. That's my only time I'll complain about it.
For the punters at home, why do drummers use tape and where do they put it on there?
I put it on like two of my fingers, kind of the main spots where my sticks sit. Because I don't wear a sweat guard on my wrist, you know, I'm sweating. And so I put it on my hand, you know, I put the tape on my fingers and then that way.
Where are the biggest, you know, just, where's the most?
For me, it's my first two fingers. Sometimes it'll be on my pinky finger, depends. But typically my pinky gets wrecked if I'm kind of babysitting my first two. But like, I don't know if you can see my hands, but like, you know, I'm blistered all the way up my ring finger. Usually it's my ring finger, my left hand, and my two main fingers. On my right hand.
So essentially, this is what you're saying,
like this one right here.
That's what I was saying. Okay, we understand. Like we understand. Thoughts and prayers. Thoughts and prayers.
I'm gonna get in trouble for that one.
So
I used to wear a sweat guard, you know, and then that helped. But I'm like, I just deal with it.
Yeah, yeah. I wear a sweatband because my. My hands, especially during the summer, the sweat will run down and you'll see it like just like a faucet and it will just drain onto the, and it goes right onto the bridge of the guitar because where I placed my hand on the guitar and the water will just sit there, just corrode the bridge and that's usually where your strings, that is where your strings, you know, basically where the rubber meets the road on the guitar, and that will corrode it. So the sweatband at least will, stop some of that stuff. And of course, it's also nice too to be able to take the sweat off your brow and take the. My eyes get so it looks like I'm just smoking weed and crying when we're playing because it's just flooding my eyes and burning, like, you know, because my DNA is, you know, is gasoline and shame. So when I sweat, it just burns like a motherfucker. You know, it's just. So, I think I should bring back the headband, you know, like Saturday Night Fever or something, you know, leg warmers and headband. I mean,
Loverboy.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoever she is. But that's my
working for the weekend.
But you've seen my boots. So obviously I've got no shame. So
the boots are awesome.
A lot of compliments.
No, that's why I'm addicted to my beanie playing. My ears don't come out the whole time. It just,
that's a
goal. I usually am going just like you. I'm messing with them the whole time, and I'm like, I don't have to mess with them at all.
Wow. Like, oh, I never thought of that. Of course, we were there. You've seen the videos when we went to have our ear molds made. Thank you, Contour Balance. She looked at my ears and she said, you're a weirdo. I said, que paso? And she said, yeah, my ear canals are really forward. I've got small. So not only do I have, she also said the scar tissue. She said, I look like I was just, my head was my head landed on a grenade or vice versa. But she said, yeah, your ears are, she said, it's just a miracle you can hear. But, So my ears don't stay in, and I pull the headbuds back on my, you know, tight on my scalp, and then I clip the wire to my collar, and it still comes out. So it's like I move my head a little bit or something. I don't understand. But those stage times are just fucking brutal, especially when, like, we were having a lot of sound troubles on Paddy's Day 2024, Amanda's Tap House, Houston, or Bryan, Texas. I just had so much pressure on, again, not having the set list, not having the ultimate sound, you know, like we're used to, not having the, it's not our typical, although O'Bannon's is home, there's no question about that. It's an annual deal. So it's not something we do all the time. So there, we're always in a thing. So, everything together with the pressure of yesterday, and we never, ever, ever are going to show up in College Station and do less than, you know, 100%. It's just not going to happen. We're always going to give everything, and we did, and we do, and we're going to. You know, just we just can't say there's not enough words to describe how much we love that place and how good they are to us and blah blah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yesterday was. I wish we were playing today because I had zero voice when we showed up, and then even less than that when we left. And I feel great today. So. I was up at 9 this morning. Fuck. What the fuck is wrong with me?
Jeez. What was that, like 4 hours of sleep or something?
Yeah.
Ish.
Yeah.
So I didn't get home till 4, I think, 4:30.
I honestly thought it was going to be today, March 18th, 8 o'clock at night. Yeah, ready. Nope. 9 o'clock. Boom. Yeah. Right out. Yeah. I'm going to.
Oh, shit.
What happened?
We lost Turbo. No, he disappeared. Oh well, let's continue. Or I guess let's wrap it up and then.
Yeah. So a place marker here on episode 266. I want to put a place marker. I have this idea. When you don't sleep much, you have a lot more time for ideas. And this idea is going to go back to the episode that we did. Chad, if you would be so kind, please put a link to the video where we did our donut review.
Turn the fucking camera on. Turn the camera on.
No, blueberry glaze. That's a fucking... Old fashioned's great, but blueberry glaze, have you ever had it?
Get this.
Have you had it?
No.
That's why. It's amazing, dude.
You're going to tell me of all the donuts, a blueberry glaze is the best fucking donut.
Yes.
Get out.
Oh, wow. Are we doing Boston cream first?
No, I want a blueberry.
So this is the blueberry glazed donut from Bosa's and Gilbert. Yeah?
It's good.
Woo! Oh, it's perfect. This is amazing.
Wow.
It's the most underrated donut right here, the blueberry glazed donut.
I'm impressed.
And I have a new idea because I'm just pissed off because those motherfucking blueberries are winning and they shouldn't. Blueberries are the reason why cat shit looks and tastes like it does. So... my idea is, I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'm just saying if you care to, episode whatever it was where we did the donuts, where we reviewed these magnificent donuts from Chandler. Excuse me.
Yeah, it was in Chandler.
No. She's in Costa
Donuts.
It doesn't matter. The name of the shop and the location are in the episode.
This is a place in Gilbert, Arizona, Costa Donuts.
Down the road. Anyway, we did a taste test and we all were flipping out because they were amazing donuts.
Is that the winner? that's the winner?
Oh, that's fucking perfect.
And then we asked, we wanted to know in what order you, the Slappercast viewer, you know, think of these donuts. So anyway, I have this new idea, and what we're going to do is we're going to put a final piece on this. I'm going to tell you right now, this episode, we are going to get to the bottom of this, but we're going to go to I nearly said it. Fuck. Edit, please. We're going to put this to bed once and for all. So anyway, so let's wrap this up. Yeah, we seem to have lost Turbo. I think he was faking being awake, and I think his narcolepsy did, and he's now in a deep slumber with his lovely Moxie.
How come the internet's not working?
So anyway, that's all I wanted to say on that. So we're going to wrap this up. We've got plenty of content for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Diane Vaughn, all our friends, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And everybody, just cannot wait to play for you again. And like we always say, we've got new stuff coming, and we're so excited to you know, thank you for sticking with us. This 20th year, there will be marks made. There will be stains upon this year from us. So thank you for...
Oh, yes.
Thank you for hanging around, and thank you for listening. And cool. And thank you for the cupcake, or no, not cut, the muffins. Thank you for the power muffins.
Yes.
Muscle muffins. You should probably have them all.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Anyway, cheers. Cheers, y'all.
Cheers.
Bye.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you all. Cheers. She said she'd always love me and said I'd be the one. But right the way she treats me like some T6 gum. Oh, that woman's got me drinking. Look at the state I'm in. Give me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bars of gin. Give it to me. Andy Riggs on the fiddle, everybody.